campsites available this weekend.
Out in nature, romping with the birds and the bees. What an idea. Do yourself there. Monica Cottrell, and that's another day without him. Here's music now from a motion picture, which I assume must be about drag racing zippers, because it's called The Dragonflies. No, you don't believe that, do you? This is Sky High.
Time trial 6:30, races at 8.
Hey, listen to the list. This. The star is speaking now. Pick your own peaches or buy them already. Johnny Mathis, it's too late. According to her lawyer, though, it was too late a long time ago. Manhattan transfer is staying loose, Bruce, with Tuxedo Junction. 29 past 7 o'clock. Rib Alder, sending them camels off to bed. Hate to have her linen bill. Hey, hear about the Arabs who were stranded in the middle of the Sinai as they sent their lame-brained blacksmith to shoe the camels, and he did? You never heard that one, huh? Okay.
JML. Whoa. I'm going to find myself a large-sized sandwich bag and crawl in. It's wet out there. I'm going home. Rob's next. Bad. JML, Crystal Gayle, talking in your sleep.
You've been talking in your sleep.
I knew a girl used to listen in like that, but she was the kind that would correct your grammar, and that's about it. JML, they do party hardy when Josie gets back home. She's the only one who can buy liquor. JML, it's 8:51. Yeah, I can see you've been reading the manual again. Hey, baby. Too hot. Here's the captain and Tenille.
Wait a minute.
Hold on here. I'm not ready. Jack Scott brought in some donuts, and he was nice enough to give me one. I'm not ready to do the weather. Hold on here. Just a second. I'll wash this down. Good coffee. I think we're ready to do the weather again, and clear my throat here.
JML weather.
Today, periods of rain with scattered thundershowers, high 45. Tonight, rain likely, low 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 48. Much better. Temperature 40, that's 4 Celsius at JML.
Do you remember, baby?
JML. Hey, baby, you remember the times of your life? Do my Kirk Douglas impression here. Got to put a little dimple in my chin, though. Say, a New Hampshire widow who earns her living giving lectures about unidentified flying objects says that she's discovered a heavily used landing pad for UFOs. Uh-huh. Let's see, where? New Hampshire. That's where they spot a lot of those things. People in New Hampshire drink a lot of Applejack. Betty Hill refused to say where the spacecraft are landing, though, because she said she's afraid investigators will trample the area and scare everything away. Makes you wonder what her husband died of. Make way for Big Ted Stevens next on your radio. Play Music Line Request now for Out Are You Bangy. Bah.
I believe in miracles.
Brand new exhibition is opening up, the showpiece of a new Mexican exhibition. At the Smithsonian Institution in Washington is a carved bone that could be up to 12,000 years old. The bone from the lower back of an extinct ancestor of the camel was found in an archaeological excavation in 1876. The bone is generally regarded as the oldest art object ever found on the American continent. The piece, only a few inches in either dimension, has never before been out of Mexico. So if you're planning to see things at the Smithsonian, that's one of the things you might want to look at. The one thing they didn't tell you is the bone was found in a cardboard bucket, red and white awnings on it, and it said finger looking good.
$1 million sale.
Ralph's Garbage and Trash Service, 322-2078, located in Rapid City.
Might you late for the garbage? No, jump in.
JML weather. Super JML.
Northern Michigan weather, today variable cloudiness, high 80. Tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 51. Tomorrow partly sunny, high 78. Lake wind southwest at 15 knots. Temperature 70. That's 21 Celsius. I think I passed away. That's what happened.
believe you. 938 with Jay Alexander. Well, are the days of the outrageous court suits over? Could be. A Highland Park, Illinois woman will be getting back her $335. However, she cannot sue a famous dressmaker for $10,000 for what she calls mental anguish. Mrs. Myron Levin ordered a $680 dress 2 years ago to wear to her daughter's wedding, and she sent $335 as a deposit. And then Mrs. Levin claims the dress was a wreck when she received it, and she had to buy another for the wedding. New York Civil Court Judge Burton Sherman offered his sympathy and ordered the Houston people to return the $335. However, he threw out the mental anguish suit. She may try to, what was that, Ted? Well, she may try now to sue the court for mental anguish.
Last time I felt like that is when the IRS phoned up and says, we'd like to audit your taxes. I say, my what? You'd like to see my records? I got 45s and LPs.
Make my wish come true.
JML, Frankie Avalon, Venus. There's a girl who has a hard time hanging on to a man.
The girl might have been a dog, but it was not a puppy love. That's Donny Osmond before his voice changed. A lot of you probably thought that was Maria.
The Sheboygan Cheerleaders are sponsoring a spring cheerleading clinic on Saturday, May 14th. Eastern Michigan University cheerleaders will be conducting the clinic. It is open to anyone. The cost is $350 per person.
I don't want to learn how to lead. I just want to follow. Tonight, clear, scattered frost, low 34. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, high 71. Temperature 59. That's 15 Celsius at JML.
Action Line lets Northern Michigan sound off.
JML Action Lines are open right now, and we'd like to know what's on your mind. Cut it out with it. Just pick up your phone and call 347-8705 and breathe.
Way on down.
JML. Way on down at 748 with Jay Alexander.
JML.
Well, that's it. Gonna have to put on my slicker and rubbers. Yeah. Get out of here. Make room for Truckin' Ted Stevens next on Stereo 99. You all have a good day, you hear? Bye.
Here we go.
JML.